My brothers and sisters, Lent, the season of Lent has begun. Even though we not show up on Ash Wednesday, but it's already begun. And today, in the first Sunday of Lent, we can use the symbols in the readings in order to understand the 6 weeks of Lent. Two images from nature dominate this first Sunday of Lent. In these images, we find the key for the living next 6 weeks, deeply and fruitfully, as God is hoping we will live them. The first image I want to tell you is that the image of the desert. The color of the church has changed from green in ordinary time to purple. Some church will ornament in front and remind the people with dead branches or maybe sand, a way to remind us the image of the desert. In today's gospel, after Jesus was baptized, but before he began his years of public ministries, St. Mark, the gospel tells us that the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert where he experienced temptation. Throughout the Bible, the desert is often referred to a place of testing, where we experience our weakness and dependence on God. Water and food are hard to come by there, and the temperatures and emptiness are oppressive to both the body and the mind. The desert is a place where our illusions of self-sufficiency and comfort fade away. When we are in the desert, either literally or figuratively, we quickly realize that we need God. In other words, the desert is the opposite of the Garden of Eden. It is the place of suffering and hardship that sin has led us to. Both original sin and personal sin have interfered with God's plan for our lives and for our world. They have put us in need of salvation. The second image in today's reading is the flood. The abundance of water that cleansed the world of sin at the time of Noah. That ancient flood of water foreshadowed Christian baptism. Now, in the second reading, St. Peter used the word prefigure, or sometimes the theological word called prototype. Something before the real, which is the type. And so the ancient flood of water foreshadowed Christian baptism, the flood of grace that purifies our souls from sin, bringing new spiritual life into the desert of our sin-damaged hearts. Sin and salvation, our sins, and Christ's loving sacrifice that leads to salvation. They are the most fundamental aspect of our Catholic faith, and these are the themes that should fill our hearts and minds throughout the season of Lent. It's good for us to be reminded of these simple, beautiful and basic truths. Let me read to you a recent article story about a little boy who wanted to buy a pet dog. He went to the pet shop, saw 5 puppies for sale, and asked the shop owner how much they cost. The man replied, "They are very. As you can see, some are bigger and more beautiful than the other ones. So some are $50 and some are more." The little boy pulled out his change, counted it, and announced that he has only $1.37. The man said, "I'm sorry, but you will just have to save your money and come back again." Just then, the man's wife brought out another puppy from the back of the store. It was smaller, had a crippled leg, and limped badly when it tried to walk. They explained that this one has been born without a hip socket and would always be lame. "I wish I had the money to buy that one," the boy said. "It's not for sale," said the man, "but I will gladly give him to you for free." But the little boy refused, saying, "No, sir, that little dog is worth just as much as the others. I will give you $1.37 now and 50 cents a month until I have paid in full." Confused, the man asked, "Why do you want a dog that will never run and play like the other puppies?" The boy reached down and rolled up his pant leg to reveal a badly twisted, crippled left leg supported by a metal brace. He said, "Mister, I don't run and play too well myself. I think this little puppy will need someone like me who understands." That's the Catholic faith in a nutshell. Jesus become just like us, pay the full price of our sins, and offer us salvation just because he loves us. Beside the desert and the flood, there is another third image from nature in today's reading, and that is the rainbow. Noah probably didn't know the scientific explanation behind rainbows, but he did understand their spiritual meaning. All of creation has a physical nature that science explores and explains. But creation also has a spiritual meaning. It is a gift from our God, a gift full of messages, lessons, and inspiration. Science can explain the prismatic refraction of light in a rainbow, but it cannot explain the thrill of wonder that fills our hearts we behold that same rainbow. A rainbow appears when sunlight and storm clouds come together, and God chose this as a symbol of his covenant, of his promise that salvation would conquer sin. That covenant and that promise still stand, and we have to put our hope in them. Jesus, as today's second reading reminds us so beautifully, has suffered, died, risen from the dead, and ascended into heaven, conquering sin and evil once and for all. The crucifix is our rainbow. The cross of Christ is our ark. No stone can cancel out Christ's victory over sin and over evil, and no clouds can reverse. No flood can extinguish it. My brothers and sisters, over a year now, we still hear with our faith in the midst of the pandemic. Even recently with last week of the bad weather, but our faith must be strong with hope because God does not abandon us. He understands us. We still continue to follow Christ because the light of his love shines brightly even in the midst of the storm. Today we have the privilege to renew our hope once again to this Mass, to this reception of Holy Communion, and later on to the sign of penitence, admitting who we are. We are the creatures. We are creatures from God and will return to God. Today I invite you to listen to an announcement about the new ministry beginning here at St. Andrew called the St. Vincent de Paul Society.